Longtime Bennington town clerk Timothy Corcoran died at his home Thursday of cancer at the age of 64. Corcoran also served on the Bennington Select Board and in the legislature for 16 years. He was known in political circles as the mayor of Bennington. VPR's Susan Keyes has this remembrance.
It was often said that no one knew more about Bennington and its people than Tim Corcoran. This VPR recording from the Bennington Firehouse during a 2010 election shows him in his element.
Hi, Leonard.
How are you all?
Good, you got the whole gang with you. Duncan, you're in District 2 way down. How's Teresa doing? I'll tell you, the deadline is passed for absentees. If you could drive her down here, we'll bring one out to the car.
He described his approach to politics in simple terms.
I think the best thing an office holder can do is to know their people.
Bennington Senator Dick Sears says Corcoran's office in the Bennington Town Hall was an almost mandatory first stop for visiting politicians and officials. Sears says he often sought Corcoran's advice.
I could go to Tim Corcoran and I knew what the average person in Bennington was thinking on a particular issue. We joke about his going to two or three grocery stores and buying one item at each, but he had talked to 40 people at each of those grocery stores.
Bennington Assistant Town Clerk Cassandra Barbeau says that Corcoran was a friend and a mentor to many people in town.
If somebody didn't have money to put oil in their tank, he was the one that would give them a couple $100 to keep the heat on. He wanted to do anything he could for anybody in this community.
Barbeau was 18 when Corcoran asked her to work in his office on the recommendation of a local teacher. She continued under his tutelage for more than 20 years and is expected to succeed him as town clerk. Former Bennington lawmaker Joe Krawczyk, a close friend, says Corcoran coaxed him into running for office.
He was a Democrat and I was a Republican, and that didn't make any difference. He, for some reason, thought I'd be a strong leader up there, and he supported me.
Krawczyk says Corcoran sponsored an annual trip to Montpelier for Bennington sixth graders.
I can't remember my 8 years up there where he wasn't able to get the kids in to see the governor and just see how state government works.
Krawczyk says Corcoran had strong opinions, though not always along party lines. When he or Corcoran's son, Timothy, who represents Bennington in the legislature now, cast a vote Corcoran disapproved of, the elder Corcoran would let them know. But if Corcoran disagreed with you, Krawczyk said, he wouldn't hold it against you. For VPR News, I'm Susan Keyes.